It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier, Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Colombia.
It's that time of the week again, folks. It's me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Mombos, Colombia. So 5 to 6 hours south of the famed city of Cartagena on the Caribbean coast. I'm sitting here in Mombos, in my home, colonial home, and we're recording here, and we'll be talking to Erin Donaldson of the Pereira City Guide. Very shortly, we'll have her on the line in from the heart of the coffee zone. So very exciting to have someone who has been writing a guide, who has published her own ebook available on Amazon. If you just check out PereiraCityGuide.com, you'll find out all of the different options there. In terms of tourism, please check out ColombiaForYou.com. And if you decide, if you're coming down to Colombia, and if you decide on some of their tours, put in the code Columbia Calling for you, and you will generate a discount for your trip to Colombia for this tour. So anyway, yes, also I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that my crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo continues to climb. The amount raised continues to climb. We are 11% or 12% funded now, and that's over $1,600. Yes, it's a long way off the final total needed, but that's 32 backers who've got on board, which means that there is a momentum building. So I'm getting 2 to 3 donations a day. And if it continues like this, we'll be in the black by the beginning of August when that campaign comes to an end. So I'd like to thank everyone who's been picking up on this, donating and sharing it, and especially those who are in other countries across the world. I've had donations from Germany recently, Poland, the United Kingdom, and elsewhere. So thank you to all of those people. So yes, if you hear noise in the background of this podcast number, episode 147, it's not only the tropical birds flitting in the garden before me, but the howler monkeys in the trees and on the rooftops, and the noises that are so, you know, so obviously tropical. Let me tell you that it's early in the morning, but it's probably already 32 degrees. Why aren't you traveling to Colombia? So I will continue to work to promote my Indiegogo campaign to make the Columbia Calling magazine a reality and to bring long-form journalism into a magazine about Colombia. The idea is to have culture, photography, all new, all original, and publish it the beginning of December 2016. So just look up Indiegogo.com. And aside from that, I'm going to start tuning up right now to get Erin Donaldson on the line from Pereira in the coffee zone. So thank you for listening to this episode 147 with me, your host, Richard McCall, in Mombos. If you want to get in touch, that's columbiacalling@gmail.com. It's Columbia Calling on Twitter, on Facebook, and of course our website, columbiacallingradio.com. Thank you again, and stay tuned because we'll be right back with Erin Donaldson in the coffee zone. Thank you. And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall here in Mompox, Colombia, and we're on the line to Erin Donaldson, who's in Pereira in the coffee zone. We've had Erin on before, but we've got her on for a very special reason, for a special event. She has been a very clever young lady down there in Pereira and is pushing the envelope out and pushing the knowledge about Pereira beyond what is, you know, currently the norm. And she's created the Pereira City Guide. And I think we should promote and celebrate and ask her all about this. So, Erin, welcome back on Columbia Calling.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. I'm okay. Yes, we're recording quite early this morning, listeners, but that's okay. That's the, these are the trials of the job. But, so listen, you've been living in Pereira for 3 years now, is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
3 years, and you just, I guess, you know, as someone who's taken the city to heart, who's got a sense of belonging there, you just felt that this city needed something more, needed more, I don't know, let's say promotion, tourism. What would you say drove you to writing an ebook about Pereira?
Well, what drives anyone to document something that's undocumented? It's that ancient need to write down our history and tell the story to other people about something cool that we found out in the forest.
Okay, very nice, very nice.
I mean, it's not entirely unlike what you've done with Mompox. Of course, I don't think I'll single-handedly bring tourism to Pereira, but I'm just adding a voice to the underlying resonance that is here, because there are big plans by the city to work on Pereira as a tourism destination. They've mapped out some Zona Francas, which is a tax-free zone. And we see a lot of big construction projects, such as, you know, Ucumari, which, aside from some of the disasters that have happened around it, or the whole thing, it is supposed to be a very nice park for people once they finish it and get things sorted.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And it's supposed to be the biggest of its type in South America. But that's not my focus. I'm not looking for the obvious things. I'm looking for things that are less obvious, but much more worth seeing.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Very authentic.
I can understand the need to let's say, build on the authentic and to talk about this city. But I mean, tell me a little bit about this city I've read the guide. It's incredibly readable. It's clear. It's a good guide. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to make that up. But I mean, this is La Ciudad Sin Puertas. Now, why, for starters, is Pereira the city without doors?
Well, Manizales is known as the city with open doors. Pereira just knocked doors off and said, come on in, anyone.
Okay.
But it's true. I mean, even the history of the city is kind of interesting, aside from either the very dry two or three paragraphs you see on Wikipedia, or the watered-down version you see on some of the websites. Actually, the city was started by refugees from La Violencia, one of the previous La Violencias of the 19th century.
Uh-huh.
Seems to have happened quite a bit in Colombia's history, hasn't it? And the liberals were running from conservatives, so this group of people came here. A guy had some land put aside that he wasn't using, and the two kind of collided and ended up being a city that previously had never really successfully taken root.
Now that's really interesting. So we're talking sort of earlier in the 20th century, La Violencia.
1863.
Okay, 1863. So one of the first Violencias, and
yes.
And now, so it's a city that was founded by the liberals.
Well, basically, there was stuff happening up in Antioquia that caused a group of refugees to come to the south. And they came to Pereira. Dr. Pereira, which was a member of the, who was from Cartago, basically said, well, you can settle there and, I'll put the land aside for you. And then later on, The government ended up buying the land. It became the city. Previously, when people had tried to sell there, there was an issue with some bloodthirsty cannibals. And, you know, that can be kind of a deterrent. But this group was very determined. It was the fourth tribe of founding the city and the successful one that happened. And since then, Pineda has really held true to their liberal beliefs. This city has always been kind of a trailblazer. There have always been women in business here who have been leaders of the community. And they've always been just a little bit more progressive and just, you know, from technology onward, really.
That's really cool. These are things I had no idea about. Yeah, I had no idea. Tell me a little bit more about these bloodthirsty cannibals in Pereira.
Well, I'm still trying to find good sources, but the way that the local story that you'll hear is that, well, there was the Kimbaja Indians, and they had lived in the area. And, you know, there's a whole history about how the Kimbajas died off. They lost, you know, the settlers came and colonized them. They lost their traditions, or they were stopped from following their traditions. And then, you know, the culture eventually died out. But they really did put up quite a fight, and a very successful one for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And now you still find up on the hills going up towards La Florida and up on La Vega, which is kind of up above the city to the north, you still find gold and stuff just kind of, you know, out in the ground or coming up through the soil when it rains. And so there's a lot of history in this region.
I love that. I love that there are still things kind of unknown, you know. It's sort of, you can stumble across gold. How cool is that?
I know, only in Colombia.
It's kind of, well, yeah, I wouldn't want to say the streets are paved with gold, but I mean, this is great. I mean, this is, you know, okay, you've said you live in Pereira, you work in Pereira, you're married to a Colombian, you have a Colombian.
Pereirano.
No, but he's not a Pereirano. Oh, he's just Pereirano?
He is Pereirano.
Okay, I thought he was Chocoano, but okay. So,
well, he was born here, even though he's lived for, you know, several times in Choco.
Oh, very cool. You have a Pereirano son.
Yes.
You know, your mother and brother have moved down. You're originally from Reno. I mean, how this is a quite an extreme move, Reno to Pereira, you know. I've been reading about your adventures, and we have met, which has been great. And your website, theopenmindedtraveler.com, will point to your sort of, let's say, gutsy, go-getting nature. So, you know, it's not, for me, knowing you, it's not a stretch of the imagination that you're doing this guide, that you are putting Pereira more onto a tourism map. And, you know, let's say you're sort of setting out a platform for which Pereira can then grow touristically from here. You've set
exactly
down the foundations, because previously so little really existed. I mean, we know that Pereira is there. We know that there are cheap flights from other parts of Colombia into Pereira, into the airport to get into the coffee zone and then beyond. We know all these things, but we don't know about the city. So you're there, you know, ensuring that it's not just a lugar de paso, you know, just a place to briefly stop in or land in and then take off from, you know. I think this is really cool. I mean, you're taking it in as if it were your own.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a city worth seeing. It does have some of the best infrastructure in Colombia. The roads look like, I mean, it's like being in California, really, when I'm in some parts of the city, because things are organized, the roads are nice, there's room to walk on the sidewalks. Our Zona Rosa Circunvalar has, you know, a very nice mall, some nice restaurants, some coffee shops. In the center, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty of who Pereira, or what Pereira is, in the center we have several very nice coffee shops that are popping up that are mm-hmm. starting to serve the premium coffee with the special manual preparations like Chemex and V60 and different things like that. that's starting to arrive in Pereira. It was something that, you know, I just wrote a story about that recently for Columbia Reports.
Ah, very cool.
And a week later, El Tiempo picked up the same story.
And
magically.
Sort of pretty much ran it just as a translation, I imagine.
Well, they switched out Vice Facts with their own, but they said the same thing. I mean, right. We said the same thing. I just said it first.
Okay, very good. Well, this is awesome. I mean, I'm
nice
impressed.
Culture.
Yes, exactly. And I like the mention of sidewalks or pavements that you can walk on, because this is something that's close to my own heart. I would love to be able to push my baby's buggy without feeling like I'm stumbling through a 4x4 assault course, you know, which is Bogota, which
well,
is so many other cities.
In the center, you'll still do that. Somehow.
Yeah, it's the older city. Well, listen, we're talking to Erin Donaldson. This is episode 147 of Columbia Calling. We're talking about Pereira in general and her Pereira City Guide. I know it's available as an ebook on Amazon, very easy to get your hands on. Correct me if I'm wrong, Erin, it's $2.99?
Yes, yeah. It is $2.99 until the second edition comes out.
Okay, perfect. And we'll take a short break and come back and talk about the further plans for the Pereira City Guide. So this is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall talking to Erin Donaldson. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Columbia Calling, episode 147, and we're talking to Erin Donaldson in Pereira, the coffee zone, the heart of the coffee zone. And we're on the phone from Mompo. So in the background here, you can hear the tropical birds. And if you listen there very carefully, there are howler monkeys in the background. So could you say that there's a more tropical podcast than this one today? I doubt it. But we're talking about the Pereira City Guide that Erin has been very outgoing and done herself, and also kind of on the back of obviously living in Pereira for 3 years and writing on her own blog, theopenmindedtraveler.com. You can find her guide on Amazon. It's $2.99 to buy until the second edition comes out, which is what we ended the last segment on. But I wanted to talk to some of the nitty gritty, Erin. You know, let's say why we know that Pereira is now cultural. You've given us that background. But why do you feel that other guidebooks, without naming any, passed over Pereira, sort of just mentioned it in passing, let's say, and rather didn't focus on the city so much? Why is your ebook needed?
Well, many ebooks have mentioned Pereira, just as we mentioned in the previous segment of this episode. They've mentioned it as, you know, just, you know, coming by, stopping in from a cheap flight, and then going onward to wherever your destination is. You know, a few have even noticed that, hey, there's a naked guy on a horse and a cool bridge. That's cool. And then, you know, they note it and then keep going. Colombians know Pereira because the bridge here is very famous to jump off of.
Huh.
The landing doesn't really work out too well. And, you know, as morbid as that is, you know, we need to have more to talk about than who jumped off the bridge. And there is more to talk about. There's a naked statue tour, which is a perfect way to see the city on foot. It takes about, you know, 30 to 45 minutes to do the whole thing unless you stop and take pictures. You can learn quite a bit about the history of Pereira on one part of it if you speak Spanish,
mm-hmm.
as you can follow the story from the governor's offices all the way up into the center. You have a huge blooming coffee culture industry that's starting to catch on as locals are starting to drink good coffee. You have quite a few green spaces outside the city. You have the Jarumo Blanco, which is like a national park where you can go and there's some hikes and trails, a visitor center. You have the Cascada de los Frailes, which is a Friar's Waterfall. It's a waterfall that's probably about 50, maybe 25 to 50 meters tall. It's pretty tall. It's maybe as tall as my building.
That's really good. I mean, so there's things. I mean, there's things to do. There's things
there
to
really
do.
Are.
But let's talk about. Let's go back, because I know that my listeners will be going naked statue tour, and you know, naked statue tour. It's not going around. You know, whether you're walking around naked looking at statues. It's statues which are naked. And I know that Pereira has the naked statue of Simon Bolivar. So, the great liberator of North and South America is up there in all of his glory. Is he on a horse?
Yes.
Okay. And now,
just like he was the last time they caught him naked.
why does Pereira, why, can you answer this? Why Pereira seems to focus on naked statues?
You know, it really caused quite a scandal among all the proper ladies when they put him in in the 60s.
Well, he wasn't a tall man. I know that tall, height is not does not mean everything. He wasn't a good horseman, particularly apparently, and he wasn't a tall man. But maybe he was packing. I don't know. I can't talk. But that would be down to the citizens of Pereira to tell me.
Well, according to Pereira, he was quite tall and quite well built, quite everything.
Okay, very good. So rather than let's say bigging up Simón Bolívar anymore, excuse the pun. What other statues what other statues are on show there that make up this naked statue tour?
Well, you start at La Rebeca, and you have, kind of a nice busty gal sitting in the middle of the park.
Okay.
That is La Rebeca, and that was related to someone who did something for the city. I should know better, but I don't. It's cool to take pictures with the statues. Not always as fun to look up the history.
Sure, sure.
But I am working on that, because I will be writing an article about that quite shortly.
Okay, no problem. We won't, let's not push you further on that. But this is naked statue. I do like the idea, because it's got a good catch line, doesn't it? I mean, it's immediately, you really like the naked statue tour. I think I'm going to have to do that. I think I'm going to have to go on that. I'm a history geek. I would go on it anyway, not just for the nudity.
It's free.
Okay.
Okay. And I give you a map and everything inside the guidebook, which I don't even have up on the website. We keep the goodies inside the guidebook
for
a certain extent.
I mean, it's the carrot and the stick, haven't you? You've got to get the people to buy the ebook. You've got to get them to get the guide.
Yeah. I mean, that is if you're not mesmerized by watching the video on my main page, which is pretty mesmerizing as you sit there and fly over Pereira.
That is pretty cool. Okay, tell me about that video. Was it done with a drone?
It was done with a drone. It was done by a group called View Drone. I'm still trying to get an answer from them as far as being able to use it on my site.
Well, until they get upset.
Well, I think I'm going to have to wait to that point for them to either name me a price for purchasing the rights to it or just, changing it for something else.
But it's very cool. I mean, it's very cool. There's a landing page. It's this, it's a drone journey atop Pereira. And I think you've touched on something there that I like to talk about. And it's because, we are foreigners here, and perhaps things don't move as fast as we expect or perhaps would like. And you're saying, they haven't got back to you to charge you or to give you a View Drone have not said okay, this is what you need to do to have the right to that video. What were your sort of challenges as the, well, let's say you are the director, the author, the editor of this
photographer
of this guide? So your challenges there rest with yourself, but let's say you got advertising for this and you've got a lot of advertising. My hat is off to you, because ordinarily, if I look for advertising, people want to give us something in return. We'll give you some spare ribs or something, and that's it. I would prefer the advertising revenue to keep my publication afloat, sort of thing. But, I mean, you've got a lot of advertising. You went round, and so clearly you're the salesperson. Clearly you were able to do this.
Well, prices are very hard to sell to. I can't believe I sold as much as I did. But then I figured out one day that everyone who bought into the project have either lived in another country to where they kind of get it a little bit, that the options that are available online, and a lot of them are actually expat businesses.
They were
100% into it. Now that I've finished the ebook, because I did print out a copy of it to go show people for the future sales. Now I've got people who are practically beating down my door asking about how they can get in on it.
That's really, to have people looking you up is great.
Right? Yeah. Well, I am getting ready to do a really cool story about Pereira, about an industry that Pereira should have as tourism, which is costura, or tailor-made clothing.
Yeah.
So I went into Don Otto, which is famous in the city for making dresses for the beauty queens and stuff like that. And I just told him, I said, look, you know, I want to do a story about your business. I'm part of Pereira City Guide. This is my guide. I showed him the ebook, which, you know, I paid a designer in Croatia to do the graphic design because I wanted it to be hands down the most beautiful design of any ebook in Pereira or even Colombia, if possible. And it came out kind of nice, right?
Yeah, it's very nice. And I like that it's a properly global, bringing Pereira global. You have a Croatian designer. Okay. So the director and editor is from Reno and Croatia and Pereira. What else have you got there?
The logo design is from Indonesia.
Okay.
It's a hand-drawn logo. So that's, you know, if the logo's got the coffee branch, it's got the Simon Bolivar in it, it's got our famous bridge, the Viaducto, the Cesar Gaviria, and we have the coffee jeep. So it's a very, you know, good assemblage of the Pereira icons. And then the file conversion over into an EPUB file was done by someone in Russia, maybe? And... yeah, you know, it's been a very interesting journey.
But this is the way it is today, isn't it? I mean, when I went to go and get my logo for Columbia Calling, I went onto that website Fiverr and explained to someone what I wanted, and they were in some, I don't know where they were, you know, for $5 or whatever, it was a logo that's made and built up, and then, you know, I've been sourcing for the potential for the Columbia Calling magazine. I ended up sourcing designers in Argentina. It just worked out better, you know, and paginators. And
it really does. I mean, it's weird. It's, oh, but, you know, like I was telling you with the tailor-made clothing.
Yes.
So, you know, today I'm going in at 10 a.m. for a fitting. The guy was ecstatic to hear from me. I mean, the guy couldn't get on board fast enough. He said, oh, I'm going to give you a significant discount. Because I was like, can you give me like a little bit of a discount? He's like, oh, I'll give you a significant discount. He said his words, which is good for a paisa.
That's amazing.
And and then he said, oh, I want to participate in the project too. Because I was like, well, you know, I'm going to do this second edition. And I am going to have some spaces open for that because I got to pay for that.
Yeah.
But I've sold enough advertising to pay my costs. And anything from selling the ebook pays my bills, which, please buy my ebook.
There you go. It's a plea. No, but how great is that to go into this store and they receive you in that way? And, well, I mean, obviously, you have a product in your hands now that they are aware of. I mean, you know, the Paisas are shrewd negotiators.
Yeah.
They're shrewd vendors. They're shrewd buyers. And, you know, not, you know, this is.
They can smell a skunk.
They're very good. Very good. You know, but, and that's fine. But now you've proven, I mean, of course, you tapped up, let's say, people who have worked, lived, or come from abroad, who are the first to sign on. They believed in you. Mm-hmm. They knew the things. But now you're getting the, let's say, the really local market. And now that is the key to success. And it sounds like to me, you know, okay, the sales from the ebook will be, let's say, profit for you or pay, you know, but now you're going to gain further profit from advertising, which is, you know, unfortunate as it may be in our naive world of being writers, but it's the reality. Advertising pays for the copy. And we, you know, how amazing that, let's say, that one of the most, what would you say, prestigious costurera stores in Pereira, you know, wants to be part of this.
Yeah, I mean, people are looking for their opportunity. And Pereira is, like I said, there is a bubbling cauldron beneath the surface here of things happening, of people who are taking chances, you know, and Pereira is a city that takes chances. We did it with the statues, and we're doing it now with our tourism. They've got all kinds of future plans. What actually happens, we'll have to see. But, you know, there are locals here who have little yoga retreats out in the woods. There are locals here who are doing eco-construction workshops, who are, you know, we have one gal who's got this beautiful nature reserve with these really nice little trails, and she does, you know, temazcals. She does women's therapy, and she'll work with a woman, you know, if you're feeling just a little bit off your you're balanced. You go out, hang out in her mud house. She'll do some therapy, some natural herbal infusions and stuff, and she'll get you feeling better afterwards.
This is cool.
Just things like that.
Huh. Now, so tell us, you know, we have to, without giving away too much of what's on the, in between the covers of your, in between the covers of your ebook, because of course we've got to drive the people towards buying it. But what would be some of your insider tips as you are a local, you are a inhabitant of the city? Share with us a little bit about what you would like to do in Pereira.
Well, whenever I'm running around, there's quite a few nice coffee shops here, which are absolutely lovely to visit and really good coffee. I've talked about that a lot, but it's true because we are in the coffee axis.
Well, I think you should focus on it.
Definitely look for the coffee jeep because their coffee's strong, but it's literally fresh off the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee jeeps are at all the main plazas. We have a few very nearby coffee farms like Don Manolo. We have the oldest bar in Pereira, which is El Gran Cafe. It's been in service for over 100 years.
Wow.
You know, things like that. I can't really say too much, but
no,
I do talk about some safety information. I do talk about, you know, how to use the phone, how to call emergency, something that, while posted everywhere in the U.S., is not as obvious here. So, you know, it's something that unless you ask someone, you won't really know that you have to call #123 for emergency services. And I cover that information in the ebook.
Yeah, it's practical. I have to say that. It's practical indeed. And that's one of the great things. I think people will appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about your future plans for this book then. So the Spanish version is coming out when?
Okay, so I'm working with a professor at the university because I really do need some insights and help on my writing in Spanish. I'm sure that I've put my foot in my mouth a few times with a few grammatical quirks. And so I'm working with him not just to translate it, because I'm going to do most of the translating. He's just going to correct it because I want to learn at the same time.
Of course.
Then we're also working on the second edition where, you know, a few little mistakes we ran into and I got to get that fixed. So the second edition, we're going to clean up a few things. We're going to add maybe one or two more ads, which I don't want to be too full. Yeah. I don't want to be just jam-packed of ads. But they are ads with legitimate, nice things to go and do. So you're not going to be, you know, getting something annoying like, come to Frisbee, we're cheap. You know, we don't have any of that.
Yeah, I'll just do the disclaimer there. You know, we have nothing against Frisbee.
No, nothing against Frisbee. I was just, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So you're saying the big chain stores, the chain eateries or whatever. You're looking at things that are representative to Pereira itself.
I want locals who have businesses here, Pereiranos, businesses which are small and eco-sustainable. I'm kind of avoiding the big box. You know, there is a very well-known business here that a lot of travelers visit as they come through. They've got food and ice cream and stuff, and they have a few locations around. And that's great. You know, I totally support their business, but they're obvious. I'm looking for the ones that maybe aren't as obvious, but that are just as much worth visiting because of the quality they offer or the type of presentation or, you know, whatever it is. I have a business in the ebook that you can sit and eat nice Argentinian or Colombian barbecue, and you hear a rushing river in the background and you see trees all around you. It's gorgeous.
Wonderful. Wonderful. No, I'm tempted. I have to go. It's probably the region of Colombia that I know least. It's the coffee zone. And for some reason, and every time I go, I've been two or three times, I absolutely love it. It's just, if I can describe it to the listeners, all I think of is sort of rolling hills, coffee plantations, and just so verdant and such educated people, so polite. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, I often, because I spend so much of my time or in Bogota or in on the Caribbean coast, and you know, both areas are not known for let's say for the politest people. You know, maybe they're well educated and stuff, but let's say the idiosyncrasy is the word they always use here. The culture is so different. And one of the times where I went down to Armenia and then took buses around there, and I was amazed that the buses would travel to a timetable, and if we stood there looking lost, a bus would stop, the driver would alight, he'd get out of the bus and ask us where we were going, and then put us on our right direction. And we were like, we were all sort of, oh my God, what's happening? Because we used to the Costeño bus driver screaming at us, grabbing us by the nape of our neck, throwing us into the bus and then charging us a price. You know, it's that sort of thing. It's a different culture altogether. And we go down there, and then the beautiful highways with the flowers on the in the middle, and you're just like, this is another world. You know, so I wonder sometimes when I receive in Mompos, when I receive people from like Manizales, Armenia, Pereira, you know, guests in their little hotel, what their reaction is, because they are so well spoken, so correct. And yet, you know, there's the Costeño, you know, let's say, scratching his crotch, you know. You know, not just painting the Costeños in a bad light, it's just a different culture.
Yes.
Altogether. And I would suggest to people that they should be going to the Coffee Zone, and myself included. Let me ask you one further thing about Pereira Air, because I know that I get a lot of people listening to this show who are expats thinking of coming to Colombia, or of course living in Colombia, and people thinking of traveling to Colombia. Now, tell me a little bit, what is the expat community like there in Pereira? Is it a blossoming community? Is it tiny? What would you say?
Well, you know, it is kind of blossoming. I mean, we're a very nice group. We're kind of we're working on creating a community. I mean, we just started having a Pereira social group, which is, you know, we have Let's Talk Pereira, which is basically an English conversation group that a lot of English teachers, travelers, all the what's the word for it? Anyways, the people who come and then leave. They go there. And it's a nice group. But then we have Pereira Social Group, which is more of like a core expat group, the people who are settled here, the people who are here for business. And our group, the expats here, we're very diverse. It's, we have a guy from Cairo, Egypt, who came here with his ex-wife and just never wanted to go back even after his divorce because he loved it. We have a German expat who is also involved in the project. He's an architect, and he wants to offer custom home design. We have an expat from Denmark who's opened a very exclusive high-end bed and breakfast hotel with gourmet international food. I mean, he calls it a personalized service where he'll come out. He won't give you a menu. He'll say, what do you want?
Okay, nice.
Very personalized, very nice quality. We have, you know, people who have been sent down here to work, engineers, software engineers, things like that. But we're still a pretty small and kind of closely knit group. You know, we're very warm and welcoming. We kind of pick up on the Paisa culture a little bit. You know, we kind of pick up on that warm, happy culture that we live in. And so we are very welcoming to outsiders. And you know, I have future plans to come out with an expat guide where I'll just have services and information for people who want to live here, because a lot of people are interested in coming here, and a lot of people are checking out the region. Even Armenia is a very nice town, very safe, very small compared to Pereira. Pereira has all the amenities, so a lot of people like to come somewhere near Pereira.
It sounds so accommodating. It sounds so pleasant. And, you know, I wish you all the best with these various projects that you're on. And let's just give you a nice big plug as we wind this down. Your website is openmindedtraveler.com. The website for the Pereira City Guide, I imagine, is pereiracityguide.com.
Yes.
That's right. So you can see it there. And of course, the City Guide, the Pereira City Guide, is available on Amazon. $2.99 until the second edition comes out.
Maybe in August.
Maybe in August. Okay.
Also, with the Amazon, the book has hit third and fourth place and fifth place several days in a row on Amazon for ecotourism travel books. And that's, you know, I think I saw a Lonely Planet book somewhere on the list below me, and a Lonely Planet on the list above me.
That's very cool, so, isn't it? Yeah. That's very cool, isn't it? Yeah, to hit third place. I mean, that, on Amazon, yeah. I mean, that means you've got a product. It's not just, you've got a product to sell. So I'm very, I'm proud. I'm proud that, there's an expat out there doing this, making this happen. So at this moment, Erin, we'll say that you're the unofficial ambassador for Pereira. But I imagine soon enough, you will become the official ambassador for Pereira, because you went out there and did this without, without being pushed or without being contracted by the tourism board or anything. You went out there and did this for the benefit of
I've
Pereira.
Actually kind of avoided them a little bit just to see if I could do it on my own because, I'm kind of motivated.
Yeah.
I actually kind of let go of a lot of clients for writing and stuff in order to pursue Pereira City Guide, because at one point it was like either I have to take this in and do it full time or I'm not going to finish at the time that I wrote down that I had to be finished by.
Amazing. Amazing.
And I did it.
Such dedication. And of course it's paying off. And,
yeah, a little bit. It's slow. It's a slow trickle right now that I hope will, later on provide what I need.
But also think about it as a platform for further projects,
Well, we're also looking at printing it. I'm supposed to be meeting with a print shop this week. They want to get involved in the project. They want, an ad, whatever. They said they'll do what they can to help me, lower the price. But people, so many hotels are going, I need this in my rooms. I want this at my desk. Little shops, we need this for customers. So I'm going, I didn't want to do a product originally that I'd have to physically carry around and collect money from, but there's just so much demand and so much need. Nothing's there.
Wow, this is very, very exciting indeed. But if you've got the pre-sales for a hard copy, then you're not lugging them around for long.
Yeah. I think pretty quickly I could sell off, a couple thousand copies, even just to hotels who will sell them to their customers.
Incredible. Incredible. Erin, thank you for sharing such, a good news project with us. Thank you for being on Columbia Calling for the second time. You're most welcome. So listen, please check out the PereiraCityGuide.com, OpenMindedTraveler.com, and of course on Amazon. We've been talking to Erin Donaldson in Pereira from here, from Mompox City. This is episode 147 of Columbia Calling. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Nice, let's say, community level, tourist related, but good news story coming out of the coffee zone with Erin Donaldson there. And, this kind of episode fills me with real hope that we can keep as a community, let's say that, or altruistic, the expat community can keep pushing forwards to try, put in our bit for Colombia, because it's a country in which we love, in which we live, and of course that we love. And again, thank you, Erin. This has been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you, Richard. And I'd like to thank everyone who's listening, because your contribution has helped not just myself, but also you, create projects that are important, that are going to make a difference.
Well, we hope so. Thank you. Okay, that's very flattering, Erin. So we're going to sign off for today, episode 147. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall. Thank you for listening. Please get in touch. We love hearing from you. That's columbiacalling@gmail.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook, Columbia Calling. And of course, the website, columbiacallingradio.com. Thank you for listening.
Subiendo la corriente, cochinchorro y atarraya.